It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, so Minka has a huge matchup this weekend against those tight ends. And that's where the Ravens like to throw the ball in the middle of the field. Flip it on the other side, and I saw Chris Carter, our good buddy, who's going to join us tomorrow at 8 a.m. from the Post-Gazette. He tweeted out that the Ravens have allowed 63 catches to tight ends, Doran. That's the most in the NFL. Steelers have any tight ends?
Yes.
I feel like the Steelers have more tight ends than any team in football.
Yeah, they have a lot. They use a lot.
They do. Use a lot of tight ends. 680 receiving yards allowed to tight ends. That's third most in the NFL. That's a massive number. So they give up a ton of catches, ton of yards to tight ends. Meanwhile, Pat Freiermuth, 19th in the league in reception yards for a tight end. And I thought with Arthur Smith that we would see his numbers balloon. I thought after he got paid, we would see his numbers balloon. Now, like Minka, I feel you can be kind of critical, but also understand that it's a usage thing. And I think it's a quarterback thing. If Russell Wilson had been the quarterback from day one, I think Pat Freiermuth would have gaudier numbers at this point.
Yeah.
But I do want to see more from him. And I want to see them utilize him more. For Pat, I put it more on them than I do on him. He seems to make the most of his opportunities. He caught a touchdown last week. I think he's a bigger weapon than the way they've treated him this year. And they paid him to be a weapon. Let the guy eat. I think he's one of the more dynamic pass-catching tight ends in the National Football League. And at the end of Ben's career, he was fifth in the league in yards, sixth in catches, or vice versa. There's more meat on the Pat Freiermuth bone. Let's go now.
Well, I think the time is coming. I think it's just not just an immediate, hey, Russell Wilson's in, Pat Freiermuth is going to be one of the top targets. I think that is a little bit of a progression. And you've seen them incorporate Darnell Washington a little bit more. So, and we just talked about the utilization of the many tight ends that they do have. I think that once, there's a game where George isn't as effective and he's being taken out of the game, that's whenever you'll see the explosion from Pat Freiermuth. And that's just my feeling of it. It's not that he's not getting open. It's not that Russ isn't finding him. I think it's more of a progression thing as the season moves on whenever Pat Freiermuth does break out. And yeah, it's only a matter of time. And this is a perfect game, as you just routed off the stats of the Ravens. This is a perfect game for that to happen. So I'm not worried about Freiermuth at all. I'm not worried about if Russ is looking his direction, the targets or anything. I think that'll happen as the season does even go on further.
I'm totally with you on that. And as we look at the Ravens numbers against tight ends, which they're just getting gashed by them, you bring up Cincinnati. And I just remember the way they used to play with that cover two shell, Heath Miller, Pat Freiermuth would just carve these guys up. So the Ravens getting killed by tight ends. They're giving up 68 yards a game to tight ends. Bengals not far off. They're giving up 60 yards a game to tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 of your remaining 8 games now, half your games, are against teams that can't defend the tight end. I do agree. I think Pat Freiermuth is about to go off.
Yep.
I think he's going to have a second half of the season that is befitting of the contract that the Steelers paid him. And I'm jacked up about that. Because, A, I think he's a really good dude. But I think if he becomes more of an option in this offense, which has already been averaging 30 points per game with Russ, that is flirting with being a top 10 offense in points per game in the NFL already, you haven't even seen the best of him.
No.
I think there's reason to be optimistic this offense can get even better. And I think he's one of the main factors and keys in all that.
Absolutely right. And I mean, with him, you're doing so many other things too, at playing that position. So, whether it's blocking, whether it's, taking your guy away from a portion of the defense so somebody else can get open. Like, he's doing his job. He's not complaining. He understands that the game will come to him. And it's only a matter of time before he breaks out.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time.
one of the problems is, and it's not even a problem, they like utilizing Darnell Washington when they feel like they've got advantageous matchups. We saw Michael Pruitt get targeted in the last game. Like, Pat Freiermuth has done a good job this year blocking, I think, in line. Like that, I don't think that was his biggest strength.
No.
It never really has been. I've always kind of looked at him as like a giant slot receiver, like a Travis Kelce kind of deal. Travis Kelce light. I mean, Travis Kelce might be the greatest tight end who's ever lived. But he's done a really good job doing what he's been asked this year, too. He has.
The thing with Darnell, the reason why that he's been targeted a lot more and he seems to be open in those flat routes and those over routes is because of, you know, defenses that they forget about him because he does block so much. They're like, he's a blocking guy.
Yep.
Like, he's not going to go into routes. And then whenever he does block down and then he peels out, he's always going to be open in the flat because you think he's going to stay in and be that extra protector. That's why he's open, because he gets out late. And after he does kind of hit the defender and it looks like he's going to block, it's like, oh, man, okay, so Darnell Washington's like, you know, I'm going to drop, and then I'm going to look for the next number two guy coming across the field, and then he just leaks out, and he's always open because he's known as a blocker. That's why he's been open.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you are keying in more on Pat Freiermuth because he can burn you.
Yes.
Texter makes a good point here. Russ did miss Pat wide open down the seam.
He did, that one, yes.
Yeah. For as good as Russ finished the game, he was a little bit inaccurate for about 2.5 quarters there.
He did miss him because that's the play where he got stepped on and he kind of stumbled.
You know what? You're right about that.
And his eyes went down. So if he'd have had a normal, clean drop back, he definitely finds Pat Freiermuth. So that was just, you know, that's a 50-50. I don't put that on Russ. I don't put that on, you know, Pat Freiermuth. He got stepped on. He stumbled backwards. He had to pick his feet up. And then he looked down the field and he started to panic and he felt the rush. So that's one of those plays where I could just throw away. But you would love to hit that, clearly.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah.
The best play of Russell Wilson's Steelers career, I think, inarguably because of the time of it, the storylines, is the Mike Williams touchdown pass. My second favorite Russ play in his Steelers career was against the Jets, and he's got pressure right in his face, and he alters his body to get the ball below a defender to Pat Freiermuth, who then breaks it for a big gain. Like, Pat Freiermuth can be a massive weapon, and when we do our Sunday game balls on a Friday tomorrow to end our show, I think I'll ruin the surprise right now. I think Patty Fry's going to get one for me.
Nice.
I think he's going to have a big old game.
Yeah, I think it's getting there. It's about time. It's about time for Pat to break out.
Yes, it is.
Against this team, yeah, as you just said, the stats, and yeah, he's going to eat on Sunday.
He going to eat.
Yep.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.